And I'm going to say to Contia that I am just absolutely delighted that you volunteered to make this presentation to the group. I'm waiting to hear it myself. I'm sure the others are. And without further ado, I will turn the program over to you, Contia, and ask everyone else to mute for the time being.
Have to thank again, just want to let this know that I'm not a professional mentor at my workplace only, and this is very basic. So if you have any question, feel free to ask. Also, I will try my best to answer. And if I cannot, you know, if I miss anything, thing you are able to help, you know, I'm sure among this group there are so many professionals who can share ideas as well. So feel free to come in and help joining this process. This presentation will not take 30 minutes, it will be less, and so we will have lots of time to ask questions. And if not many questions, then I think that I will not take so much time related to this mentoring. So first thing is that related to mentoring program or mentorship program at Yale, we have been started since the past 3 years. But when we were starting, it was not clear, and it was run by, you know, a foreign staff who had the experience but did not provide training to all the mentor and things like that. So when we start the mentoring again, we approach the professional mentor who have this mentoring skill in order to provide training our team and students, so that we really understand what we mean by mentoring. And when we talk about the word mentoring as well, when I did a quick research on with our youth and with our staff and people who used to work related to mentor, people on the top slide here, you see that I have a question. What does a mentor mean to you? And for we use the reference from the Women of the Future Southeast Asia program, which they translate mentor as net bang hat bang ha. But some others, they may translate mentor as a tutor, have advice, very similar to advisor that people consider mentoring. So here JBOC, we translate it this way. Like I said, JBOC mentorship program started since 2016. We had peer mentor, but everybody just give advice to each other because we thought mentoring was about advice. I'm going to share with you the survey that I have. So here, as you can see in the graph, students, up to 79% of the 53 students, they said mentor is about giving advice or find solution for mentee. For is that true? So no need to just ask you, is does mentor mean that? And also say I to 5 years old. So some students say mentoring is bring experience. So some others say mentoring is mentoring. Quick summary, I would say that all the answers are correct. Understand. I have, you know, when we were researching on this mentoring program to make it more professional, to make it a more nice mentoring and a real mentoring program, I learned from three sources. Two are the online training course from Open University. It is an Australian curriculum that they have their ring and coding skill. It was very, I asked my board of director to connect me with any professional mentor that they know. So finally, I was connected to a professional mentor. Her name is Dorothy Lindgren. She gave a simple definition of what mentoring is. I can see in the she said mentoring is about sharing of experience, advice, maybe giving advice in a different way. And mentoring is about sharing experience after you listen, after you provide more motivation, and after you ask other questions. Okay, so it's related to listening, it's related to motivation, and asking lots of good questions, and then share your experience. That is all about mentoring. And at JWalk, because we aim students to improve problem-solving skills, we think that definition can't want to do. We want our students to make their own decision. And as you know, I believe you know and you all experience this, we, especially Cambodian, are born in an environment where we are not allowed to talk very much. We are born and listen advice. We are born and listen to what people tell us what is right and what we should not do. And we to think and share our own opinion. And that's why at JWalk, we want our youth to be able to make their own decision. So we use this mentoring with the whole definition here to run our mentoring program. Let me know if I am too far. And then just another note for you all as well. What I've learned, mentoring, coaching and advisory or giving advice may have some overlapping. Those overlapping areas include listening. So be an active listener and you will have something overlapping area. But what was more about mentoring? Let's move forward with me. Okay, so again, as a mentor or advisor or, you know, manager, you will need to be critical in understanding type of problems. Problem you may see when people are facing with any challenges. Problem you may know when people come to ask you for advice, for help, you know, so you will hear, you see all those problems. But before open your mouth to talk, to give advice, make critical on what are those type of problems are about. He use simple words. It may be not very professional or not very right. You can give feedback on. I put a type of into four different types. One is I call natural, which is a problem that happened by net, for example, the death of family member, the loss of relationship, you know, the failure of learning that, sorry, learning is not natural, It's more about something that happened by nature that you cannot control. You cannot stop people from dying. You cannot stop people from leaving you. Something like that. That is nature. That is one type of problem. Personal problem or in related to, you know, that may be related to something like this. That is very personal. That is internal problem. And there are problems that are general. For example, like you may fail exam. You may not learn all the subject well. Manager about through all stuff. You know, this is just general problem. Any people can face that problem. And the external problem as well. External problem is, for example, your brother and sister are fine. So it's their problem, but it's related to you. It's an external problem. So those are some type of problems that I identify. I just want to make it simple for training students, but I'm sharing here as well. And a mentor, you need to identify what type of problems people or students or your beneficiary bring to you before you start your next step as a mentor. And again, mentorship is in every aspect of our life. You are a brother, sister, father, mother, you know, a teacher. You also need mentoring skill because you have to act in a different way all the time in this problem. I need to ensure that, you know, mentoring is not just mentoring is at home. You know, it's every. So first, as a mentor, what you need to avoid is telling people what they should or they should not do or they should not try something. So ask yourself, no need to answer to me. Are you always started with, hey, you should not do this, you should not do that. If you are very quick using those phrases, be careful. That is not what you will do. The phrases are mostly about giving advice. So if you consider yourself an advisor, yes, it is correct to use this phrase. Again, make sure to understand what type of problems. There are problems that you should not act as an advisor. You should act as a mentor instead. Again, as a mentor, don't use this phrase. Don't tell people what because you need differently. The second point is that the mentor will not tell people what to do right or wrong. You know, the mentor will not say, oh, don't do that. It is wrong. It is not correct. It is not good. The mentor will never use this phrase. Okay? Also, another thing that the mentor will never do is that they try to ask follow-up questions if it is a natural problem. So if it doesn't come to you, if somebody comes and cry the relationship because they lose a family member, don't try to ask, hey, why don't you have the person? Why don't you do this? What have you done? You know, the mentor will never ask those questions because it is natural problem. What you can do when people are sad is not to ask so many questions. You need to know your empathy. You need to tell that I understand. Let me help you if you don't mind. Some of this behave as a mentor. Okay. That a mentor never forget to ask is have you done to take care of yourself before they start giving any advice, experience, or asking other things to the problem? Is that what have you done to take care of yourself? Okay. So that's these are the things that the mentor will avoid, and one question that is very important as a mentor. But again, even if you don't consider yourself a mentor, I still recommend that we ask this question to our people, to people around us. And today I would love to ask as well, what have you done to take care of yourself in the pandemic? You know, just remind that you need to take care of yourself. Okay, so here comes the main part of mentoring. Feel free to write down your question along the way or wait until the end of my presentation. Again, if too fast, and ask question. I don't mind anything. So here are the steps. Firstly, when somebody tells you their problem, you need to know that they trust you, that they think you are the right. You need to appreciate, because not everyone will talk to you about their problem. Somebody that we don't trust, we will never go to somebody that we don't respect to share our problems. And as you know, any judgment, right? Come to tell us their problem. Please be, you know, really a, and you need to build trust as well. That you need to confidence that they, you know, you care of the problem. Well, you will be you know, you thankful for the opportunity to the problem. And then as a mentor, you need to listen actively. Listen, I will explain more, but I can give a quick summary. Active listening is about making sure that you don't judge at the same time while you are listening. Make sure that you have good body language, respond, you know, eye contact, and you need to make sure that you the main points of the conversation. And as a mentor, the next step is to provide emotional support. And emotional support you can provide in time, you know, you can provide at the beginning, you can provide while you are listening, you can provide after you listen, you know, you can provide all the time because it is important. As the problem, they need a lot of support. And you need to ask good follow-up questions. And I will share as well what are some examples of follow-up questions. But it will never be enough because there are so many different problems that you need to ask different questions. So I cannot give enough example. If after the presentation anybody can share more, that would be really appreciated, you know. And asking questions, you need to be careful. There are some questions that you ask and make the person more painful. So you have to be careful with the way that you ask. For example, if somebody lost a relationship, let's say I break up with my boyfriend and I was crying and because I feel so painful and I tell you that I'm so sad that I lose him. And the way I want to avoid this is that I really want to die. Let's say that I think that way because it's too painful for me. Don't ask a question like, do you think dying solves a problem? This is really a bad question, you know. It is mocking. It is not a helpful question. I know that that's not going to my problems, but I am in a painful period. I need help. Don't mock, okay? So some type of question, you have to be careful as well. Follow-up question is really important, but you need to be careful. So these are the four steps. And after listening, you have to summary key information and you verify. For example, if I tell you that I up with my boyfriend and I want to die to solve the problem and all those things, you need to sum the key point again. For example, you may say, okay, Kuntia, from what I heard, if the problem is you broke up with your boyfriend and you cannot handle children, and you to this world. Am I hearing you correctly? Am I, what my summary is correct? Do I miss any point? So you need to check, you need to verify your understanding is correct. Don't assume, okay? So it helps you to identify the right root cause of the problem if you pick the right key point. And so you need to ask the person that your understanding is correct. And then as a mentor, we will not start with, okay, I heard all the problem and this is what you should do. This is not the right way as a mentor, especially mentoring program at JBOC. We want to help people to think about themselves rather than us telling them. I would give another example. There was a story about an organization that worked with women who have problems, domestic violence. I don't know if you heard about this story. It is a true story that happened in different countries, not in Cambodia. So a lady was beaten husband very often, and she tried her best to, you know, to make to communicate with her husband in order to avoid the violence, but always her husband always commit violence. So she finally, after a few years, she went to this organization, and that organization tell her the way to communicate with her husband. They tell her that as long as you don't stand up and talk, there are some certain you have the right to talk. That's the way that they told the women, which is not wrong. But you know what? When the women went back to her house and talked back to her husband, we did not know whether or not the way that she talked was polite or impolite, but she was killed. So what do we learn from this? Why do you know how more than herself? Who are you? You should not tell somebody the way to talk to their boyfriend or girlfriend, wife or husband, parents or sister, daughter, something like that. Because you are not them. You know their husband, their family, you know, their partner more than themselves. So telling them what to do is not recommended in this skill, but helping them to brainstorm what are the best way and make and allow them to make their own decision is recommended. So here we come. After you summary all the key information and check whether you understood correctly, then you need to help the person to brainstorm or different way in order to deal with the problems. I will also give some example about what type of meeting that you need to ask as well in the next slide. And after you help the person to think about, you know, brainstorming what if this is a problem, So what do you think are the root cause of the problem as the follow-up question? And so what have you done? Those are also follow-up questions. And then brainstorming question is something like, let's think about what can you do more? What can you do differently? How about doing that? Have you thought about something like this? You know, these are all templates, but I already given you some. The person to brainstorm the alternative. They may have some idea already, but they may think about something else. Okay. If the beneficiary could not think, because it meant student from our experience, they come with an expectation that we will tell them the best thing to do. If they have lots of idea, why do you come to you, right? So for us, instead of telling what to do, we would ask if they cannot any idea, we would ask like, how about something like, how this way, how do you think, you know, how about this and that? This is how to have nation at the same time. And then you would start sharing your experience. Instead of telling them what to do, you share your experience. Now, do we have all the relevant experience? Maybe. So, to share, you may use other example from other people who have experience. It's okay to do that. For example, I broke up with my boyfriend again, and I come off, you may have experience, you know, losing the relation. So when you were in that relation, what you and what have you learned from that, that you should share experience. If you did something wrong, you may share as well. If you did something right and it was helpful, you may share as well. And the purpose of sharing this experience is to help me think whether or not I should try it the same way, you know. Rather than tell me to try it, you just share and I make decision by myself whether or not I should try the way. So experience is also part of advice, but advice in a different way. And share and have think about different way. Okay. So controlling skill. And after all the whole discussion from listening, from follow-up question, from brainstorming question, from sharing of experiences, that you ask, okay, from all of what are the solutions that you think are the best for you from our session today, from all the three? What do you gain any idea? And then the mentee who come and talk, say, okay, I think I can try this, I can try this, I can try that. Or I, this is good, but I am confident to try it. You know, that's when you have to encourage them to make decisions and trying new, but don't force them to try. You know, motivation that trying a new thing is not easy, we understand. But if you expect different results and you do the same thing, you will not receive the same result. So you may try it this way from your own style or something like that. So these are the steps about mentoring. And there is no time that you will tell people what to do. You will not give advice directly, but you share experience and you ask brainstorming questions. So I finished the main part. already there are 8 steps that I just sent. And here are example, just sample. I guess you will not fully understood. This is very basic. And you will well until you practice. But I'm sure you all are very high level. With critical, you will practice. So this is an example of how you can build up, showing your appreciation and build trust. And this is the style that we use at JBOC. Especially when you first you meet the audience, you meet your client or beneficiary or student at the first time you to ask for advice. So here are the words that you can say, like thanks for coming and willing to talk to me. Hope you feel comfortable sharing your concern or issue with me. I will make sure to keep your information confidential. And you don't just say, you will have to do it. Okay, if I tell you that I broke up with my boyfriend because of A, B, and C, don't tell my problem to somebody else, okay, because I trust you. And then you can add like, feel free to say what you want to share only. And if the matter is time, may I aid the management team or something? So this is you ask in advance, you ask permission. If allow you to share or not, you need to ask permission. And let me know if you're comfortable sitting here. You know, even the room, the space that you are sitting, is it comfortable enough for them? You know, these are all the things that you show that you respect the person, you appreciate that they come and talk to you, and you build trust. And let me know if you want to have somebody else as well in the conversation. These are the style that we recommend our mentor, student, and staff to do. But feel free to add to adjust the way you want to do at your own organization or yourself. Okay, this is not the only best way. I just want that. And he asked for option. So what did you mean when you talk about that? You need to understand it. And what have you done? How was the reason? How did you feel when you did that? After that, what were the root cause, do you think? You know, before you jump into solution, you should always ask them to think about the root cause of the problems. Why did you think you should do that? So these are questions that you may use. But again, you have to be clever about what type of problems that I just told you in the previous slide. You ask the same question based on type of problems. You have to be critical about type of question and type of to match the right problems. And here are some example about brainstorming question. Brainstorming is the question. You're listening and all the follow-up question, and now it comes a time where you help them to find solution, and you don't tell them the solution, but you ask them to think about solutions so that they can make their own decision. So here are brainstorming question. Let's list down what you would do more or differently. You know, list down together. Let's do it together. Okay. What are the best way to deal with that, do you think? They may have ideas already, but they just don't have enough confidence to design something like that. I remember we have a presenter before from a build team. He was talking that people have ideas already, but they just need to find validation. So this is also very similar. You know, they may have already have some ideas, but they just need somebody else to confirm that those are the good ideas. Something to ask them. What are the best options right now? So after you talk, after you share experience, what do the person think are the best options for them? Because you live in their own life. They should be able to say what are best for their own situation. How do you want it? That's how you ask them to think, to think, to think before making decision. Who do you think should involve in this? So this also to them think about different people who can help them to not forget that they are not alone. You know, they may have somebody else. But do you think it's a good idea? So these are all brainstorming questions. But again, brainstorming questions will be helpful only if the student, the client, are able to think. But some students from our experience at JVOC, they come with blank mind. When you ask them questions, they say, I don't know. I don't know. That's why I come to you, because I don't know. So if this is the case, then you will have to be the first point more. So let's think, let's do it together. How about this? How about that? Those are the examples I told you before. For example, if you lose a relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend, when you are very sad, exercise. How about going somewhere with when friends or something like that? So you ask questions specific ideas to the person. If they cannot think about any solution, any alternative, and we have met those type of people. This is how you share experience. Experience is about what are the best practice and what are the lesson learned. Don't tell a long story. Come, they tell you the story, and if you tell also a long story back as well, your mentoring session will take hours. So when they experience, go to the point. Okay. Face or have experience or experience that, and I did this. Da, 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 da. You just go direct to what you have done, and you what did you learn? This instead in it, you can share indirect were told, or you are it didn't, and sharing experience again, it's not just the best practice but also the lesson learned that the person may not repeat what was done badly. It was just the purpose of happy foundation. In our culture, there are so many copy and paste because they were told directly what they should do rather than sharing experience and think the same thing or not. So that's why you should share experience rather than telling them directly what to do. So these are just some phrases that you can start when you want to share experience. That is the end of my presentation. So any question, feel free to ask. Thank you so much.
Well, Kantia,
I will stop sharing now.
Kantia, before we begin the questions, we'll do that in just a moment. I want to personally thank you for the time and the energy you put into preparing that presentation and for the quality of that presentation. Your internet would break up a little bit from time to time, but I think we heard 90%. And with those excellent slides, we were able to follow along quite nicely.